This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Week one may be over, but the season's just getting started at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. To kick off week two, DraftKings is giving all new customers a can't-miss offer. Just bet $1 on any football game this week and receive $200 in free bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps to receive $200 in free bets when you place a $1 bet on any football game. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps to get your $200 in free bets instantly this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older in Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
What it is?
Primates.
Yeah. Primates.
The homo primates.
I don't think it's homo primates.
Yeah, it's just primates, you stupid idiot.
Airing every day from noon to 3.
But we're all like part of that. Well, depending on what you believe. I mean, that's a whole different thing. But, like, just, you know, characteristically, like, we are all part of kind of the same same thing. Like, we're not apes, but, well, I'm not going to get into that. Anyway.
Are you about to go theory of evolution?
No.
Is that where this is ultimately heading?
No, I don't want to go there. It's just that we all have very similar qualities. The opposable thumbs and the... So, I think we're all apes. But we're not all monkeys. Like, you and I are not gorillas. Although, wouldn't you love to be?
I'm 1340 WKGN.
Help me out here.
Can I get back to talking about Coach Mack?
Sweat, baby, sweat, baby. Sex is a Texas drought. Me and you do the kind of stuff that only Prince would sing about.
Hour three kicking off in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Hour three headlines. Draven Fine, it is time.
Some local news, John. You were just talking about it. The Farragut High School situation with a student and parents apparently arrested for encouraging their son to fight at school. Is that what you were just saying?
So the parents, yeah, apparently got arrested. They were at the school there for the incident, and yes, we're apparently in the parking lot yelling at their son to go beat somebody's ass.
Guess it's nice to have hype men.
Said the incident occurred at 3:45, so I'm assuming just right after school, basically.
Yeah, I mean, to me, not knowing anything else about the situation, it feels like one of those, like, maybe the kid's getting bullied, and they're like, hey, stand up for yourself, and then just kept, you know, I guess the SRO was there, like, hey, chill out, we don't want to fight, and they're like, no, bleep that, beat his ass, Jimmy, beat his ass, and then they're like, hey, get in your car, parents, calm down, they're like, no, apparently three times. Said the cop had to use a pepper spray on the kids to stop fighting. I don't know. I feel like the parents made a mistake here, though. You can't, like, go to the school to watch the fight. Like,
no.
You can tell your kids at home, like, hey, stand up for yourself. If that's what happened, she can't be there, like, in, you know, basically making them fight. That seems...
Okay. So were they
fighting? Who
knew Farragut
was scrapping like this?
Yeah, they fought. The parents basically gassed them up into fight. It's like, then the kids started fighting.
Wow.
So they're getting charged for...
Who was winning? Do they have that information?
Does not say, or the story did also not say why they were fighting, but...
I don't know if the kid actually was winning or if he was just getting whooped and the parents are even more disappointed.
I don't know. It did say that...
they were arrested, though?
Arrested for contributing to the delinquency of a minor.
Wow. Mm-hmm. First of hearing of that one. What do you? How would you handle the situation? Put on your parent cap there, John. Would you...
Tell him at home. Stand up for yourself.
Just not go... Not show up to the... Can't show up to the school, right? Yeah.
Or you can get in the car. Like, maybe you just get in the car and, like, hey, he comes over and you're like, look, time to go handle it.
Maybe.
Time to go handle it. You can't get out of the car and be screaming, like, hey.
Might have just been picking him up and seen some kid kind of picking on him. Was like, hey, do something. Do something, Jimmy.
Like I said, I imagine that's what happened, but you can't get out in the car and, like, be screaming at everybody.
Especially if the cop's like, hey, get back in the car. It was like, eh.
Now, we'll see what happens here because, I mean, like, again, just connecting some dots. In my mind, it's like, hey, bullying. The parents have had enough. They both go pick up the kid because they're telling him he has to do something, stand up for himself. The kid probably doesn't want to fight. The parents are yelling at him to fight, and then it's just an ugly situation. But in my mind, they've already complained to the school, and the school hasn't done nothing. So, like, fine, we'll take it in our own hands. So maybe it's going to get ugly. Who knows?
Wow.
You got to train your kid up.
It's crazy it's happening at Farragut, though. Kind of right on that one. Instead of all these local schools, it is kind of interesting. Some other NFL news for you guys. Some injury updates. Here they come. Raining in. Cowboys not the only one missing somebody important for that big game against the Chargers Sunday. The Chargers. Offensive tackle Brian Bulaga on injured reserve. So he'll be out for at least the next 3 weeks. Could be big news there, as he's probably, what, their best offensive lineman, I would say. Well, Rashawn Slater,
yeah,
probably. Yeah,
Rashawn Slater guy's getting a lot of love for
He gave up, like, no pressure, no sack, which then again, Washington's defensive line didn't look too strong either. Maybe that was a little bit of part of it.
The Cowboys don't have any pass rushers this week, so it'll be all right.
Yeah.
Probably go through 2 straight weeks with giving up no pressure.
Probably right. Speaking of pass rushers, Packers also placing pass rusher Za'Darius Smith on IR. So he's out for the next 3 weeks as well. This seems like a little bit of a bigger deal. Probably Packers, I don't know, is he the best defensive player? Maybe one of the guys in the secondary, and then he definitely probably the best guy up front on that defensive line. So something to keep eyes on. You mentioned the Vikings and their issues. Just wanted to everybody to know it was the Anthony Barr, Christian Darrisaw, Everson Griffin, and Harrison Hand. Cam may have mentioned this, but yeah, they are all officially ruled out. Not going to have a chance to play because of that car wreck. Kind of crazy. Crazy story there. Moving to
deer are scary.
Deer are scary. I was actually...
every time one comes like creeping on the road, I'm like, don't do it. Don't do it. Please don't do it. Please don't.
No, what's crazier is when you're, I don't want to say driving fast, but you're driving a decent speed, and then you like look, and they're like right there to the side, and you don't notice them until you pass them. You're like, man, he could have easily ran out in front of my car, and it had been pretty ugly. Every time I go back home, I always see a deer. There's the same back road. Headed to White Pine, good old White Pine, going by Bainbury. Some people might know who I'm talking about, Cam. And there's literally always deer there. Always. You go around a little curve, and there's always deer, and they're just staring back at you. It's like they live there or something. Kind of crazy.
Guys, just become one with nature. Me and deer have a mutual understanding.
Like, what was the nature guy that was, like, feeding deers and, like, hanging out with them?
Oh, yeah, I hate that guy.
Why?
Jealous.
Is he? He's jealous.
He doesn't even actually know anything about animals. That's what makes me so mad.
He looks like he knows something more than I do.
Deer have been getting fed their entire lives. Of course they're going to accept food. It's just how that works.
Canela!
I'm not going to get into it.
It was pretty good. It was pretty funny. A couple more NFL headlines, I guess. Will Fuller will not play Sunday with a personal issue. So Will Fuller, who was, suspended, right, to begin the season? Mm-hmm. And he's also...
Did I ever play?
Yeah, that's a good question. Expected to be a big part of Miami's offense. But apparently, again, a personal issue will keep him out after that suspension. So not good there. And shout out to Adam Thielen, who won the... NFL PA Community MVP. How about it? Him and his wife, Caitlin, donated more than $100,000 to replace the stadium lights at Brooklyn Center High in Minneapolis, reviving Friday night football and other sports for its students. What a guy. Adam Thielen.
That's the best thing somebody did for the community and all of the NFL.
I guess so. For at least this past week. Why do you sound so shocked? People are grinding. They're at practice, Cam. You can't do great things all the time.
Better things for the community than
some lights. Lights? Seems pretty big. Okay. Cowboys. Cowboy news for you. Them and the Fanatics are announcing an exclusive 10-year merchandise partnership. Cowboys always have kind of handled their own e-com before, but now joining forces with Fanatics.
Fanatics is all over the place now, like they're buying up all the cards. They're going to start putting out cards for people. Now they're, I guess they're in, like you said, it's the digital stuff. Is this like digital cards or what is it?
It says e-commerce and merchandise partnership. So whatever the hell that means.
I mean, e-commerce to me sounds like the
something on
NFTs.
Something electric, something of the nature. But yeah, Fanatics getting around. I'm sure that's a pretty big partnership with the Cowboys as well. As we know, a lot of money there. Speaking of money, man, the Clippers getting their new arena. Some of the pictures coming out. Man, this place looks awesome. Have you guys seen this?
When is the date on this? Do they say?
Let me look into this story. Let's see. Blah, blah, blah. Da-da-da. For the 2024 season, 2024-2025, as it'll be known as Intuit Dome, as they've officially, I guess, partnered with Intuit. I don't know if Intuit's some sort of company.
Okay.
Yeah. But, yeah, the cost will be upward of $2 billion, not million, billion dollars. Essentially the same price he paid for the franchise just 7 years ago for old Steve Ballmer. So have you seen some of the pictures, though, of this place?
I have not.
It's pretty awesome. Got to go check it out. Looks pretty crazy. It almost kind of looks like SoFi, except like a NBA version of SoFi, if that makes sense. Kind of like an open, looks like a glass top kind of looking thing. So That should be pretty exciting. They signed a 23-year naming rights deal for their new $1.8 billion arena, about $2 billion.
Okay.
There you go.
Give them their own little personal identity.
Really, though, I guess, I mean...
It sucks for them.
It would help, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's embarrassing whenever you're there and you can't, you know, have your own, like, real stuff retired in the rafters. It's all about the Lakers, the Lakers, the Lakers. Like, it's everyone knows Staples Center belongs to the Lakers.
Yeah.
So have your own place, create your own legacy, make it better. Your own practice facility, all that stuff.
Do they practice in the same place as well?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. I think so. But I thought Ballmer, that was one of the things he said. Like, he was building one, like his own little, like a little, basically like his own little university out there.
I guess talking about another NFL team, we'll talk about this. Jason Kelce dyed his hair blonde, just as Zach Ertz did. You see that?
I did.
Such a horrible look, too.
He said it was because he had lost a bet.
Lost a bet whether or not Ertz would get traded before the season.
So Ertz,
like, what kind of bet is that?
Traded, and Kelce was like, yeah, you are, buddy. I'll bet you.
Yeah, he's like, see ya. You're out of here. And, of course, Ertz is still on the team. I think he's hurt, which, you know, kind of. Yeah, I was going to say, pretty much nowhere close to the same tight end he once was. I mean, was he not getting thrown in the conversations like the third best tight end like 2-3 years ago?
Yeah. Yeah, 2 years ago.
Yeah. Big drop for him. But yeah.
Even last year before, like, he was drafted high in fantasy, I thought. But then Carson Wentz's demise kind of equaled Zach Ertz's demise.
You think, what do you think Ertz would think about his teammate being like, nah, I bet you're out, man? He's like, I bet you get traded, bro.
He says, I was happy I was wrong. So maybe it was just one of those reverse jinx things that Hayden always tries to do.
Maybe. But I did think that was funny. And he's got the bleached blonde hair as well to go with it. So
okay, go back to headlines. Stick with us as Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Yeah. Back on the program, week two in the NFL. Couple good, like, individual matchups, I think, in week two. Couple I got my eye on.
What's the number one on the
number
eyeball?
One, like, individual matchup? I mean,
just the number one game you got kind of looking at, other than, I guess, your Titans.
I mean, maybe is it? I mean, I guess it's Sunday night. We already talked about, you know, the Chiefs and Ravens. That's the biggest one on paper.
No, get me out on that game. Blowout. That's a blowout.
Dolphins, Bills, I think, is going to be pretty important. And I want to see, like, Xavier Howard, like, chase around Stephon Diggs. Like, you know.
Fun fact, Josh Allen has 25% of his career passing touchdowns against the Dolphins.
That is correct. Oof. He dominates them.
He threw, what, probably 4 or 5 in last year's matchup. I guess probably maybe less than that. He kind of got put out.
No, like at halftime, I mean, he had, I want to say, 4 touchdowns in the first half, I feel like.
Yeah.
I feel like they were like 28-7.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, in week one, Xavier Howard only allowed 23 yards on 4 targets versus the Patriots. Now he's going up against, you know, a Bills team that's going to need to get back on track offensively. I want to see if he can take out Stephon Diggs, which I hope not, because I got Stephon Diggs like on all my fantasy teams. But I'm looking forward to that matchup. And then I also think, like, in the trenches, like Aaron Donald versus Quentin Nelson. Like, can Quentin Nelson, 3-time All-Pro, be able to kind of check 3-time Defensive Player of the Year Aaron Donald? Like, how much help are they going to have to give him? Because that Colts line kind of got folded up in Game 1 by the Seahawks. We all know the Rams' defensive line better than the Seahawks.
I kind of think the Colts might. I'm kind of smelling a little upset in that game, John.
Okay.
Yeah. I think a lot of people have been out on the Colts just after that week one performance. And also, people, of course, raving about Matthew Stafford and the Rams after beating up I don't want to say bad, but a pretty weak Bears team. We can acknowledge that. Like, defensively, weren't very good. Andy Dalton wasn't very good. So, that'd be a little bit of an upset to watch out for. The spread's still pretty close. I believe 3.5.
Stafford.
He just hates Stafford. And he hates the Titans. Like, that feels like.
I do not hate the Titans. I literally root on the Titans every time I watch them. I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
That is such a lie.
What have I said that makes you think I'm anti-Titans? Maybe when you're hyping them up all the time, I gotta bring you back down to
earth. I hate the Titans. I can't watch my football game.
That pisses me off. Yeah, it does. That pisses me off. The fact that Chargers game should be on TV
for the Titans.
I think Draven has no opinion on the Titans. I don't think he's cheering for them, but I also think he's, like, rooting against them.
Why would I root?
So you think he's rooting against
them? Why would I root against them?
Actively?
He wants me to be sad.
What are you talking about?
No, I think it's different, like, when the Cowboys lose. But, like, when the Cowboys lose, I think he is rooting against the Titans, though. He doesn't want us to be happy.
I was
going to
say,
sad.
Maybe that's true. There's a little bit of truth to that. I don't want to come in here and have you guys all high and mighty talking about the Titans and their win while I'm sitting over here, you know, sad and depressed.
So maybe you were happy about the Cardinals game last week?
No, not really.
He came in on top of the world. He's on cloud nine on Monday.
He did come in very happy.
Watch the NFL. Got me amped up.
You're just a liar. You can't.
I can't. I'm good. Tennessee wins today. Sunday, I'm going to be happy. I'm going to be like, yeah, good for them. Plus, Seahawks knock them down a peg. Maybe be battling for a wild card spot. Who knows?
And then another matchup I'm looking forward to. There's a couple more. Belichick versus Zach Wilson. You know, Belichick has a long running amount of success against rookie quarterbacks. Except last year, he did lose his last game against a rookie quarterback as they lost to the Dolphins and Tua. But 9-1 since 2014 against rookie quarterbacks. So what does he scheme up against Zach Wilson?
This is the first time that two rookie quarterbacks have played each other in this game.
In this rivalry?
This rivalry, yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, like
125th meeting between the two teams, and the first time it'll be two starting rookie quarterbacks.
I mean, I wonder how long of a streak that is for other teams, too. I mean, because, you know, Brady was there forever, obviously. But, I mean, it's hard to have two rookie quarterbacks at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I get that. That'll be fun. And, like, how Mac Jones, I mean, yeah, I guess we don't even really think of him as a rookie quarterback. We're talking about Belichick on the other side. Like, Saleh seems like he might have something for Mac Jones, although Saleh blitzed over 41% of his time last week, you know, which was, I think, was number 5 in the league. So being aggressive with that defense, can they bother Mac Jones, who was pretty good against pressure in week 1? And then a matchup I'm looking forward to. It's not head-to-head, but, you know, they got the bromance between DK and A.J. Brown. They're both talking about, you know, playing against each other. So I'm going to see who gets the best there statistically between A.J. and DK.
Expect a big performance out of the Titans, I'm assuming, correct? I know
Julio says it's going to be fun to play Seattle. Let's see if he can stay on the field. Let's see if he's gotten any better shape between game 1 and game 2.
Already out on Julio. 1 week, Cam.
He's already out on the guy. I was disappointed with the conditioning. I was disappointed that he couldn't stay on the field, and I was disappointed with the personal foul, and that, you know, he dropped a pass that led to an interception.
OC needs to be a little bit better, too. Play calling was pretty rough, especially early in the game.
He does need to be better. You can pass the ball on first down. You don't have to run every first down, throw every second down. You can mix that up there, buddy. And then, yeah, I mean, don't get me started on the offensive line. Like, hopefully Taylor Lewan has been, you know, successfully shamed into not sucking this week. Hopefully he doesn't make a star out of Darrell Taylor this weekend. Hopefully. Although, got to be honest, I was reading a story about 12:30 last night in bed, just laying there, naked, thinking about my girl problems. I was like, you know what, let me play some chess. Got dominated very quickly in chess. Like, okay, I'm not playing this before bed. I just got my ass kicked in embarrassing fashion. Pull up my phone. Okay, let me scroll the internet. Let me see. And then I come across this story about Russell Wilson, where his, like, best friend and mentor and, like, life coach, his mental coach, died.
Yeah.
Two days ago from cancer. And Russell's, like, on there crying and, like, just saying all the nicest, sweetest stuff. And I was like, oh, my God, he's about to light up the Titans. He's about to throw over 400 yards in this guy's memory. 400 yards and 4 touchdowns in his honor. So that has me terrified.
Sounds like I already taken an L.
Titans have been good in this bounce-back situation, but...
I know.
It's the first time fans will be in the stands in Seattle since, you know, December
19. It's going to be bumping. 12th man, it's going to be bumping.
It will be. And Seattle, you know, isn't really as good at home as, like, they may still have the reputation for. They haven't been as good, you know, the last couple of years at home. We think of them, you know, just 7-1, 8-0 at home, such a tough place to play. Hasn't really been that case lately, but I'd imagine game 1, you know, in the first game they'll have fans in the stands in over a year. They'll be amped up and ready to go, which will make it harder for the Titans to block. But surely to God, the Titans have a better performance, at least offensively. I'm excited to see the offense. Let's get back on track, boys. Let's get back on track. For the love of God, please. Although starting 0-2, not worried about it. Not a big deal. I'm not just saying that either, guys. I believe it. Not a big deal to start out 0-2. Not worried about it. Hayden, you worried about it as a Titans fan?
No.
You're not worried about it either? Yeah.
Mic's off.
As long as you win.
My God.
I'm working over here, John. But as long as you win week three, it's fine.
Are you Butch Jones? I'm working over here.
As long as you win week three, it's fine.
You did so good.
I know.
You did so good.
I wasn't expecting to talk this segment, so.
What were you expecting to do?
Finish this. Almost done.
Well, I know. You're almost done. Take a break.
Yeah.
Join the conversation. It's all about the next three games for the Titans for me. Colts, at Jets, at Jags. It'd be nice to win in Seattle. Again, the Titans have been good at bouncing back, but, you know, don't have high hopes after what I saw on Sunday. And also, again, Russell Wilson's best friend and life coach died, and I just expect like a big, big-time performance from him.
Mm-hmm.
God, he's going to whip our ass. God. Almost went to this game.
All the way up in Seattle, huh? Ever been up there?
No, that's where I was going to go. Like, I was thinking about it, you know, not recently, but, like, you know, in the offseason when the schedule came out. I was like, oh, it wouldn't be a bad trip to go.
Yeah.
I'm so glad I didn't plan this trip because I think the Titans are going to get dog-walked. I think we'll lose a close game, actually. I think we'll score some points. I think Russell's just going to score more.
I was going to say, the defense. Eesh.
Although, who knows? Maybe the Titans will take it seriously.
NFL's crazy.
It's a game where, you know, the Titans, which, by the way, Ryan Clark, my God, I was watching Get Up this morning. Ryan Clark just made everything about the Titans, everything. He was so mad at the Titans because I was gassing them up. I thought the defense was going to be better. I thought this was going to be a championship team. So, like, just because you thought that, bro, doesn't mean now you could, like, turn on us and just, like, yell. And, like, all three segments he was on there just talking about the Titans. Who's under the most pressure this weekend? He put the Titans at number two. So the Titans were the second most amount of pressure this week.
Who's number one?
Green Bay.
That makes sense.
But the Titans are under the second most amount of pressure, in my opinion. I mean, to win in Seattle?
I mean, who's under more pressure?
Green Bay. Cleveland.
Cleveland's playing the Texans, bro. What are you talking about?
They need to win. Green Bay's playing the Lions. You can't say that one team's playing the Texans while the other one's playing the Lions and act like, oh.
Well, Cleveland didn't get just absolutely dominated. Cleveland probably came out of the Chiefs game feeling pretty good, like they should have won.
How about the Ravens at home? How about Lamar Jackson? How about that? How about that? Are they under any pressure? Only six teams have made the playoffs after starting 0-2 since 2015. So, you know, all the 0-1 teams we've talked about, the Titans, Ravens, all these teams, you know, not a lot of teams have gotten up off the mat from 0-2 over the last 6 years. Only six.
Mm.
Only six.
It's kind of crazy.
The four of us might all be in the same boat.
I was going to say. Could get ugly.
Yourselves.
Yeah, that's true. The Bucks are definitely going to put the Falcons in that boat. Draven, me and you might join Cam in the boat on Monday.
Yeah. I feel a lot more confident than you do in my team.
Well, that's good.
To say the least.
Okay, so let's go ahead and get out there. When the Cowboys lose, you can't come in and be like, well, we were banged up. We had COVID. It don't count, John.
I mean, it does count because that stuff did happen, but okay, no, that's fine. I won't make the excuse.
Good? You think the Cowboys are going to win?
Yeah. Oh, my God, it pisses me off so much. I'm not going to get to watch this game, man.
Why not?
Because of John's Titans.
Blackout restrictions.
That's so ridiculous, man.
You don't own a laptop?
I hate the streams. They're delayed. You're watching Red Zone.
They'll put it on Red Zone more.
It'll be on Red Zone a lot, I think.
What
but
are
it's
the
also
4 o'clock games?
Them, Titans game, and then Falcons game. Oh, and Minnesota at Arizona as
it's
well.
It's kind of funny. You know, we're complaining about the national games and Titans don't get enough. Well, you know what? Get to watch them in Tennessee. So I hope you enjoy your national game that you don't get to watch, Bucko. It's just kind of funny to me.
Hilarious.
It makes me laugh. It brings me joy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's about as much joy you're going to have over the weekend.
Tennessee's not going to win on Sunday, so you're right. I'm probably not going to have much joy. My fantasy team sucks. It'll all come down to these picks that we're getting ready to make on the other side as we get our NFL picks in for the weekend. Send us a break. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. NFL picks. Let's go to the standings. Don't read mine, please, because I went 0-3.
Go ahead and read mine, Hayden, for the audience. Go ahead and spit that out for us.
Okay, our standings right now. First place, Draven, 4-1.
Woo, should have been 5-0.
Oh, it is locked.
0-1 locks.
Yeah, damn Chiefs.
Okay, tied for second.
I think the Chiefs should have won or sort of
should have covered. They had the chance.
Losing most of the whole.
Well, they had
game.
A chance at the end of the game with a 2-point conversion.
That's fine, but that doesn't mean they should have hit it. Like the
well, I mean, okay,
the punter should have been able to hold on to the ball and kicked it. If anything,
what was he doing?
I don't know. Why didn't he not just kick it? He had plenty of time.
Yeah, he still did.
Either way, Draven 4-1, 0-1 in his locks, and then the rest of us were under 500, right?
Tied for second is me and John, both 1-3.
Oh,
0-1 in locks.
Ooh,
oh, and, Cowboys! Thank God, I got at least a win. I thought I was 0-3.
Last scam, 1-4, but 1-0 in locks. Only person who
trust my locks. You know. Yeah.
What was your lock last week?
Seattle.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I think, yeah, Seattle.
All right, let's get to it. I don't want to tell you guys to fade us, but, you know, I'm feeling good about this card, but let's go ahead. Hayden, what do you got for us?
Okay, hold up. I wasn't.
You've been getting ready for this for an hour. You've done nothing else on the show.
I've been trying to find this Penn State thing, but either way.
We're doing NFL picks. Penn State is dead.
All right. All right.
Is his microphone NFL. On? Is his on? Is his mic on?
I believe so.
Okay.
Yeah, it's on.
Never can tell.
All right. 1 o'clock. Go. 1 o'clock game on Sunday. This I like the Panthers +3.5 versus the Saints. Then I also like the Cardinals -3.5 versus the Vikings. The line's down right now, but I'm counting it whenever it goes on there.
Minus what?
So you're saying you're gonna take it no matter what it comes up on?
Yes.
Up to 6.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what you're going to do. Whenever the line – you don't get 3.5, you're going to put
I'll
whatever line
it.
Comes
yeah.
up.
Yeah, I'll change it. Okay, and then Cowboys also like the –
3.5 now, Draven.
The Cowboys, Cowboys +3.5 at the Chargers.
You got the Hayden Jinx on your Cowboys. How do you feel?
Not good. Not good. Sure about that one, Hayden?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a close game.
Yeah,
I'm not
lot,
sure the
we got
Cowboys
a lot of people, actually.
Win,
you should just take the Chargers.
No. All right, then my lock is Chiefs -3.5 on Sunday Night Football.
Okay, Cam, you need to get on the board. I guess you got one win, but you got yeah.
I hit my locks. I hit my locks. Don't
okay,
worry about
well,
it.
Okay, well, you better hit your lock this week because that's all you keep telling us how you hit your lock. So you better hit your lock this week.
I will. I'll go ahead and give it to you. My lock: Rams 3.5 against the Colts.
Okay,
that's a lock. Colts not good. Rams good. Simple as that.
Everything about this guy that he does just cracks me up. I feel like he pulled that out from behind his ear and licked his pen to like start writing down his little journalist notepad. Everything you do just makes me laugh.
Oh, boy. All right.
Chewing on his pen as he sits there thinking, what is it like to be a jack-o'-lantern? All right, go ahead.
So that was my lock. My next pick, I got Raiders.
Look at him.
Raiders +6.5 against the Steelers. I think Raiders. Keep
Raiders
it close.
+6.5. Okay, you got Raiders +6.5. I got some notes down here. Let me get them. Okay. Let's see. Raiders. Yeah, nothing really there. I don't really have any stats there for that one.
Yes.
Never mind.
Steelers not great on offense. Think they'll be. I mean, I don't think they have enough juice to pull away by more than a touchdown. So, I got the Raiders in that one.
Yeah, you'll have to have Derek Carr protect the ball, obviously. Mm. I guess the matchup to watch would be the Steelers linebackers taking on Waller. Like they're just going to try to force the ball into Waller.
How many times they throw it to him?
19 times.
Was it 19? I knew it was close to 20.
If I'm Waller, I'm like, hey, don't count three of those because like three of them I couldn't even catch because Derek Carr was so bad on those. But, you know, this has been a close series. I think it has a chance to become the second NFL series to have 5 straight games end within a 3-point margin. The last 4 times they've played, it's been a 3-point margin. So history says, Cam, that they will cover.
And so do I.
Okay.
And then I got Denver -6 against Jacksonville. I think Denver is going to rock and roll in Jacksonville. Teddy Bridgewater back in Florida.
That's a high spread, but I guess it makes sense. I mean, Teddy Bridgewater, we know one thing about him. All he does is cover.
He covers.
Draven, his last 25 games on the road as a starter, what do you think Teddy Bridgewater is against the spread? 25 games.
20-5.
22-3.
Wow.
22-3 against the spread on the road as a starter. Combine that with the Jags on the verge of losing 17 straight. And tying for the 4th longest streak since the merger 51 years ago. That's where we're at right now.
Sheesh.
does seem like six is a lot, but, you know, I actually feel better about the Broncos after watching the Giants last night. You know, that performance looked even more impressive with what they did to that offense.
Yeah, yeah. I'm rolling with Teddy on that one. So give me the Broncos. Then I got Chiefs, 3.5 against the Ravens. I just don't think the Ravens are very good right now. Until they fix that offensive line or something, I gotta roll with the Chiefs on this one. It's still September. Patrick Mahomes does his thing in September. And then Falcons plus 12.5 against Tampa.
I knew it was coming.
Oh, bounce back. What do Falcons do? They rise up, and they're gonna rise up this week.
What do Falcons do? They rise up.
Mm-hmm.
Weeks 8 and 9 of last season were the last time that Tampa had a 2-game losing streak against the spread. Usually when they don't cover one week, they come back strong the next week. Although the Bucs going to be banged up in the secondary without starting cornerback Sean Murphy bunting, so maybe this is the week the Falcons get on track. I will say that if I'm the Falcons, like, hey, maybe now's not the time to try to establish the run. Maybe let's just spread them out and let Matt Ryan try to pick apart, because we saw what Tampa did in the secondary against the Cowboys. Plus 12.5, that's a lot of points. We'll see what happens. I would probably lean more towards the over of 52, but either way. All right, is that all of them?
Yep, that's it.
All right, Draven. Now, you, much like Cam has done a lot of chirping about his locks, you've talked a lot about, I'm the NFL expert.
4-1 again.
I know.
4-1 last week.
You did the same thing Hayden did week one of college football, despite only going 5-3, and then he followed up with a losing record.
Well, I went 4-0 week zero, so we didn't count that, though.
What is it with this week zero you keep talking about?
I mean, I asked you the day before, like,
wait, you put on the, you control the gambling segment, so why are you blaming me?
I asked you if you wanted to do the picture. Like,
literally,
no,
not say
I don't
want to
do any week zero. Picks.
That's what he told me. He said he's the one running it.
I did it by myself.
You and Cam made picks on air. You guys keep talking about how you're undefeated. So,
that's fair. I mean, maybe I should add it. Maybe I should backdate it.
It's too late.
Yeah.
Draven, get your picks. 4-1.
4-1.
Red hot.
We're going for another, what should we call this? Fines, five picks, something like that. Maybe trademark that. What do you think?
Fines, Blazing Five.
Not bad. No.
Collins.
Yeah, might as well. So I got the Bengals, Hayden, plus 2.5. The Bears are terrible, man. The Bears are terrible. This is, I think, the game where you're going to be like, okay, like, it's Justin Fields' time. I think Justin Fields will be in by next week. Bengals, plus 2.5. That's an easy pick. Bengals looked really good. Defense ain't too bad after the performance last week. Next, I've got the Niners, minus 3. The Eagles going to come down to earth, man. They're going to come down to earth. The spread is way too close. The Niners are going to run the ball down their throats. I know they got Mostert out, but honestly, they can still run the football. Garoppolo looked really good. Defense, I think, will come back with a little vengeance after kind of giving up some garbage yards in that game against the Lions last week. Give me the Niners, minus 3, on the road all day. I'll also take the Panthers. Love that pick. Plus 3.5. I think that's my upset as well. Sprinkle a little bit of the money line there, Hayden. Plus 152. Everybody riding the Saints pretty high. Carolina looked good last week, too. Defense looked good. Could be a low-scoring game. I see Carolina pulling it out kind of late. Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me. Cowboys, plus 3.5. Plus 3.5. That's just the 3.5. The half is too easy to take. Also, maybe sprinkle a little money line on that one as well. Plus 160. Love that pick. Love that pick. More Cowboys fans and Chargers fans probably going to be in SoFi Stadium for that game. And then I will also hop on the bandwagon. Sunday Night Football, Chiefs, minus 3.5. I guess make my lock the Niners on the road, minus 3. I don't want to make the Chiefs lock back-to-back weeks, but I do like Kansas City, minus 3.5. Baltimore is not good. Not good. Can't throw the football well. You know, Lamar Jackson's only thrown for, like, over 300 yards once? One time?
Yeah, well, I saw the graphic.
Yeah. He's not very good.
You done?
Chiefs minus 3.5. I am done. If you want to go 4-1, lock those in. Oh, I feel good. The Niners minus 3, I feel good about. Feel very good about.
All right, let's start at the 1 o'clock window. Hayden, new addition to the board. Write it down. Give me the Dolphins plus 3.5. The Dolphins are 5-2 against the Bills, against the spread, in non-Week 17 games. So Week 17, throw it out the window. Last year, throw it out the window, whatever. Week 17, it's out the window. We got Buffalo headed south, that Miami heat, that Miami humidity. Xavier Howard's going to shut down Stephon Diggs. Josh Allen, he sucks. give me the Dolphins plus 3.5, okay? Now we're going, we're going to keep it rolling. What's one thing that Matt Stafford did well on Sunday? Threw the deep ball. What's one thing the Colts did poorly on Sunday? Stop the deep ball. I don't think they're going to do it any differently this week. Give me the Rams minus 3.5. I think that defense will be too much, and I think Carson Wentz sucks, and I think the Rams still riding high after acquiring Matthew Stafford. Going to look as good as possible. Going to try to win the games by as big as possible. Give me the Rams minus 3.5. Let's stick in the NFC West, like the 49ers, minus 3. Give me that. Jimmy Garoppolo, 8-4 against the spread on the road since in his 12th start since 2019. He likes going on the road. He's good. He covers 67% of the time. That's good enough for me. Until proven otherwise, the Eagles are my pick of team that looked too good in week one that can't quite sustain that. You can make me a believer, though, Jalen Hurts. This is the week you can make me a believer. That Eagles defense, pretty good, but I do think you'll see the 49ers get to treat last week like a loss despite dominating that game for three quarters. Get to get refocused. Come in. Shanahan going to put up a game plan to win. Give me the 49ers minus 3. I like this game a lot. Give me the Bears minus 2. Bears minus 2 against the Bengals. Draven, I'm on the complete opposite side of you. You talk about how the Bears think. Bengals, you won a game that the Vikings gave up, okay? Let's slow down them a little bit. It's the Bears' home opener. Let's see what Justin Fields does. I think they're going to get him some more snaps. I think you have the Bengals, who are 3-20-1 on the road since 2018. Let me say that again. 3-20-1 on the road since 2018.
Oh, but they didn't have Joe Burrow. It's different with Joe Burrow.
Well, Joe Burrow is 0-5-1 on the road with a quarterback rating of 45 in his 6 career road games. I know the Bears' defense ain't what it used to be. I get it. I understand. It's going to be good enough to beat up on this Bengals team. Only got to win by a field goal, Hayden. That's it. Minus 2.5. Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me. Let's see what else. I got two more.
Throw that on the board?
Sure. Straight up or 2.5?
We need the 2.5.
What are you saying? Like you're doing me a favor by doing the 2.5 because I'm the one that's going to give you the 2.5 points.
Yeah.
Whatever.
We do straight up if you want. I don't care. Bengals are going to win that game. Yeah, we'll do straight up. Yeah.
Straight up. That's fine.
Okay.
In 2 weeks in a row, y'all have had head-to-head board bets.
Well, I lost last week.
You did lose last week.
Yet, though, because Raven hasn't filled
that
the punishment.
That's a good point by you. So, that's good. Good point by you.
A joke.
It is a joke that you've gone so long without doing your punishments. We need to get him scheduled for the ACT, Hayden. As my intern, can you go and like find the date on that? Let's get Hayden. Preferably like on a Saturday morning.
There's like one a month. They're always on Saturday mornings.
Okay, we'll find it.
Yeah.
Let's make it the most inconvenient place possible. That
the one in September is probably passed by now.
Yeah, we got October coming up.
Yeah.
Make it in December, actually. I want it to be cold when he has to wake up in the morning.
First week of December, that's a rough one. Yeah. I took that a few times.
Let's make him do that one. Next pick, give me the over in the Titans Seahawks, 54.5. I'm not giving up on the Titans offense just yet. Tannehill has a long streak of hitting overs with the Titans, and I think the Titans defense stinks, and Russell's going to throw for 4 touchdowns. Add that up. It's going to be like 31-27. That's a comfortable over. Well, it's a little bit over, but it's an over. Give me that. I'll lock that in. And my lock of the week, which makes me a little bit nervous because it seems like we're all 4 on them. Give me the Chiefs minus 3.5 over the Ravens. The Chiefs have scored over 31 points a game in their last 3 against Baltimore. Mahomes has won 8 straight primetime games, since we're not calling the Super Bowl a primetime game. He's won 8 straight primetime games. He's 8-3 against the spread in his career in September. Lamar against the Chiefs has never completed over 55% of his passes. I think you're going to see them get after Lamar early. I think it's going to be much like last year whenever the Chiefs went up there and just dominated. Give me the Chiefs minus 3.5 as my lock. It's a lot. Dolphins.
A lot of NFL picks for you.
Well,
surprise.
Dolphins, Rams, Bears. It's a good or a bad sign. I like the card this weekend. Dolphins, Rams, Niners, Bears, over Titans, Chiefs, minus 3.5. That's it. That's all. Those picks were brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. after hearing all these picks, maybe you want to ride with us, maybe you want to fade us. I don't know. Be careful fading me this weekend because I'm feeling it. You can get a risk-free bet in week two. All customers, that's right, a risk-free bet week two of the NFL season. Just go to FanDuel Sportsbook, opt in, take which one of these games you like. It seems like we all four have the Chiefs, right? All four of us?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that seems dangerous.
I can
hear his boomer right now saying, so you're all on the Chiefs, huh? Dangerous, but then we're going to ride it. Use it for both promotions. Use it for the 5 to win 150 and use it as your lock of the week. Just bet on the money line. Take the over. Throw some action on a prop bet or build a same-game parlay. You win, you keep the cash. You lose, you get refunded. And if you're new to FanDuel Sportsbook, sign up with the promo code TALKSPORTS to also receive a risk-free bet up to $1,000. That's promo code TALKSPORTS. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund of $10. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline at 1-800-889-9789. Send us to break. Last call on the other side. We'll get you into the weekend. Brought to you by Kraft Axe Throwing. Use the promo code FANRUN this weekend and get 15% off your lane, your booking. Go by and support the people who support us. It's a good date night. It's a good weekend activity. Let's play some Pump the Brakes. Let's keep it moving. Cam, what do you got?
I got FCS coach is doing this if you come to the game. Pump your brakes! All right. FCS coach Bruce Barnum, coach of Portland State, says he's going to buy beer for anyone who attends this weekend's game. Portland State's coming back home after taking a couple paycheck games by losing to Hawaii and Washington State. But they are headed back home, and the coach thinks he's feeling good after playing some, you know, bigger competition, feeling good after playing some competition. They're playing Western Oregon this weekend, program's first home game since November 9th, 2019.
Okay.
And he wants a packed house, and he said, I've got a deal for you. Anybody who heard me on your show, he was on a radio show, he said, anybody who heard me on your show, just say, I heard Barney on the BFT at the Barney Beer Garden, and I'll buy your beer. I'm not buying your ticket, but I'll buy your beer. So the stadium can hold 7,600 people.
Okay.
Their last home game drew 3,378. So he's trying to pack it out since his first home game in like 2 years.
Okay.
And so he's trying to buy their beer.
I feel bad for him because the story went viral. Like if it was just simply the people on the radio station who heard it, it might have been a couple hundred beers he had to buy.
Yeah. But now
it's going viral. There might be some people that wasn't going to go to the game. It's just like, you know what? I'm coming because I want free beer. And you know what? Ultimately, that means the coach is a winner. So good for him.
Yeah. And people think he's going to actually follow through with it no matter like, you know, how many people it is because he took his own bonus money and was like distributing like thousands of that to his coaching staff.
Well, so, I hope he's right because I don't know how much money he makes. It can't be that much, but, you know, I don't know how many beers he can afford, but let's do it. Happy for him. A rapper with a young rapper that I've never heard of experiences some irony.
Okay.
Yep.
Every now and then I hear about these guys and I just feel a little out of touch, but we have an update. Spot'em Got'em is expected to... Say what?
Who?
Spot'em Got'em.
You don't know Spot'em?
You don't know Spot'em.
I don't. I really don't.
Spot'em Got'em is expected to make a full recovery after his car was shot at least 22 times during a drive-by shooting this morning. Turns out
they spotted him and they got him.
They almost got him. They didn't get him. They almost got him. They almost got him. And they sort of got him, but he's expected to make a full recovery. So, actually, like, maybe Spot'em Got'em's on the map now. Maybe Spot'em Got'em is... the next 50 Cent. 50 only got shot 9 times.
Yeah.
Spot'em Got'em got shot at 22 times. You can at least make one good song out of that, right?
Yeah. Hell you should be able to, you'd think. Maybe.
I don't think he has a Get Rich or Die Trying in him.
I don't think I'm inclined to click on anybody's song when the title says Buy Spot'em Got'em. But maybe now. Maybe now.
I'm going to check out some Spot'em Got'em after the show.
Got him.
He's on the map. He's on the map now.
Well, they've been spotting him. Spotting up that car, too.
Spot'em Got'em.
If I die, I'm Tupac. If I live, I'm 50 Cent. Very underrated line from a comedy.
Draven, you got a story?
Draven, it's your turn.
Run,
guys, I don't have anything.
We're running. We're too short on time. We don't have enough time. It's 2:55. Yeah. Dang it! I had a good story too. Nah, it's too late.
Got a minute and a half.
Too late. That's a bummer.
Spot 'em, got 'em's artist profile. Let's see.
How many monthly listeners?
You know, monthly listeners, just shy of 3 million.
Really?
He's got a song, you know, with 69 million, featuring DaBaby, Beatbox 3.
I'm assuming this guy's from Atlanta.
He's got Beatbox 2 with 24 million. The original Beatbox has 25 million. Beatbox 4, is all he does is just Beatbox? Is that the name of every one of his songs, Beatbox? Name of his album is Most Wanted. Okay.
Cool. All right.
No TikTok is one of his songs.
No TikTok. Okay, I'll listen to that.
He's from Jacksonville, Florida, Cam.
That checks out that from checks how out this too, guy yeah. looks.
Okay.
5 a.m., Chop of Love, Big Ass Chain. No TikTok, Dirty Diana, All in a Row, Freestyle, Beatbox 3, Who's Next, Federal, Mind Right, Lost Soul. Those were the 12 tracks on his last album, Most Wanted.
Okay, spot him, got him.
Spot him, got him. I'm going to give him a run. This kid looks like he's like 13.
I was going to say, he looks so young, man. How old is he?
Russell Smith. He's 20. No, I don't know. I guess he could be. I don't know how old he is. Russell Smith, The Drive, up next. You guys have a good weekend. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.